In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in an amazing time. Never has humanity had better doctors and medicines to cure us from disease. Today, most diseases and infections can be cured with an antibiotic or something else from a medicine bottle. But back when Jesus was walking on the earth, these kinds of diseases would likely have killed you. The reality of dying from a disease in the ancient world was serious enough that God commanded certain things in His law to help prevent it. In Leviticus chapters 13 and 14, part of the ceremonial law were regulations dealing with cleanness and uncleanness and related regulations. Some things are classified as unclean for hygienic reasons, like infectious skin diseases. So you can now start to understand why the people at Jesus' time were so amazed that Jesus could heal these people with just His words. He didn't need a pill or medicine, or radiology, or chemotherapy. Jesus is the medicine people need. It's hard for us to fully comprehend this because we live in a time when we have this false entitlement where we expect to live 85 years or more. If we get sick, we just go to the doctor and he gives us medicine to cure us. No big deal. We might be down in bed for a couple of days in order to heal, but for the most part, life goes on. It's not until reality hits us when you or someone you love gets sick and the doctors can't heal them. It's only then that we realize how precious life really is. We finally acknowledge that every day we walk on this earth is a blessing from God. Now, in the modern world, with all of the medicines and medical technology, we've lost the reality that it isn't the doctors that cure us or determine how long we'll live. It's all in God's hands. We forget that it's God who gave the doctors the talent and their skill. The medicine to cure us or prolong our lives are created by men whose talents and abilities are gifts from an almighty and merciful God. The people of Capernaum understood this reality. They knew that if someone got sick, there was a good chance that they would die unless God could heal them. And that's why they were so astounded that this man, Jesus, could heal people and cast out demons with authority. And they fully understood that the power that the devil had in their daily lives. This recognition is something we've really lost in today's modern world. Because of Hollywood's movies and dramatic illustrations, when we think of demons, we picture heads spinning around and pea soup vomiting and beds levitating and people crawling on walls and floating and casting mystical spells on us. The computer-generated images and other dramatic illustrations have done an amazing job of tapping into our fears with their awesome special effects and digital screens and makeup to make all of those demons look like something right out of your worst nightmare on Elm Street. All of this completely changes our expectations from that of what a demon or a devil really does look like. But those movies and other images have done an amazing job for the devil. They've convinced most of the world that the devil really doesn't exist, that it's all made up in those images on the movie screen. They're made up in order to scare us. To scare us to do the right thing, or else the boogeyman will come and get you. Before Hollywood painted these pictures of what demons looked like, people actually saw demons and the devil. And they would give descriptions. And they understood that the demons were evil creatures. But now, because of technology, people are more likely to believe that it's just a computer-generated image or some special effects or a mask if they see something that is supposed to be a demon. It's changed the attitudes of some church denominations today that preach the devil is not even real. Crazy, right? The devil's done an amazing job convincing the world that he doesn't exist. Think about it. If the devil doesn't exist, then people will begin to think that God doesn't exist. And if God doesn't exist, we're free to do anything we want. The demons are real. The devil is real. Our family here at Holy Trinity knows this to be true from all of the horrible things he's done to our church family over the last couple years. He's torn families apart. He's caused fellow church members to fight with each other. Some here have lost jobs. He's caused illnesses upon our loved ones. He's even caused some to feel so lost and hopeless that they take their own lives. And if this isn't enough pain and misery, all we need to do is look around at society now. We have a society that embraces death. The death of abortion is the leading cause of death in the world. Somewhere between 49 and 56 million babies are slaughtered every year. And now, when we think that it couldn't get any worse, lawmakers raise the bar and vote to allow abortions right up till the time of birth. Think about it. If a mother decides in the delivery room that she doesn't want the child, it's now legal for her to have a doctor or someone else murder that baby. Our society has devalued life so much that they'll murder a baby and think nothing of it. God made it clear through the words of the prophet Jeremiah that a child belongs to Him. He tells us now, the word of the Lord, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. Our society has embraced sin on an epic scale. We don't value the sanctity of marriage. Adultery is up over 200%. In young adults, just in Utah, people choose to live together rather than get married. Drug abuse and addiction is on the rise, and the list goes on and on. But none of this is new. Paul exhorted the Christians in his letters to the Romans and the Corinthians about their behavior. And in the five books of Moses, you see patterns of bad behavior that was present ever since the fall of Adam and Eve. The devil and his demons have been working overtime throughout history because as God people, His very chosen ones, He attacks you the most. He will continue to tempt you with diseases, making you or a loved one sick, and there may be no cure. The devil will try to tear our families apart. He will attack you at your job, trying to get you fired or laid off for some silly reason. He'll also get the world to hate you because of your faith in Jesus. The devil will do anything in his power to harden your hearts and turn you away from God in similar ways that he did with Adam or Eve or when Cain killed Abel. This is the reality of what the devil and his demons can do. It's nothing like what Hollywood has painted for you in the movies. Jesus makes it very clear when he says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world, and therefore the world hates you. And all of this is because of our sin. And all of us will eventually die. But because Jesus claimed all of us as his own, we are fortunate. When all hope is lost, we have Jesus to lean on. Jesus is the great physician. To heal us, he will cast out our demons and heal us of our sicknesses, just like he did for those people in Capernaum. Jesus came from heaven to heal us of our sickness, the one that is far worse than any disease or demons that we fight in our lives. He came to heal all of us of an ailment that we all share in common. He came to cast out of us the sin that we were born with, the sickness that we can't see or touch, something that doctors can't cure with medicine that comes in a bottle. And you can't cure it with the other medicine that you self-medicate with that comes in a bottle. Jesus came to heal us of our sin. He came down from heaven for one reason, to make us righteous before his Father. Jesus became the new Adam for us. He died on a cross for us. And when Jesus rose from the grave on the third day, he destroyed the power of all of our sin. When we are baptized with water and the Word, Jesus became the cure to destroy our sins. And when we come to church, we receive our weekly prescription to combat those sins. When we kneel at his altar to eat his body and drink his blood, Jesus gives us the strength to fight off the devil and all of his demons. We are blessed because God has chosen us, given us a cure for this disease of sin. But we all have family and friends who are of this world. They don't know that there's a cure for this disease. And so it's our common commission to share this cure so that they too can join us in paradise when they die. We want them all to know the love of Jesus. We desire that they will experience the same love that we receive here every Sunday when we receive God's blessing and are freed from our illness of sin and we receive holy absolution. We want them to have the joy of the Holy Spirit in their hearts, like we have, to experience the power of the Word and sacraments that are here for all of us. So as President Schlechty said last week, from words of St. Francis of Assisi, preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words. In the name of Jesus. Now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till he returns again in glory. Amen.